Good morning. May 30th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing runs from naloxone by mail in New York City to a free Narcan training in Minneapolis on June 26th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. In news coverage, the Dallas Observer looks at THCA and asks a practical question for Texas consumers. It will get you high, but is it legal in Texas? STAT is also out with two national reports. One investigates what it describes as an epidemic killing 178,000 Americans a year. Another, STAT Plus report, says one in eight women drink during pregnancy, and experts fear the consequences. On a different front, CBS News reports that Representative Lou Correa of California says, quote, "We owe it to our veterans," end quote, to research psychedelic drug therapies. A few items from the social pulse stood out as well. In a lived experience post on X, one person contrasted being trapped in addiction, living on the streets and using speedballs daily, with now being 677 days into sobriety and recovery. They wrote that 2 years ago, they were living on the streets and did not think they would make it to 2025. In innovation-related posts, NST Online reported that beginning in June 2026, Director General Datuk Ruslan Jusso confirmed specialized test kits had already been distributed to all NADA offices across the country. And on X, Guy Felicella argued that supervised consumption sites are not the problem, but part of the solution for reducing overdose deaths, open drug use, and public disorder, while also connecting people to treatment, healthcare, and recovery services. There was also a contrasting message in opposition discourse. In a post on X, Nate wrote that while these policies are called harm reduction, he considers them, quote, harm enabling, end quote, and argued that giving needles to people using meth and fentanyl is never a good idea. That gives a clear example of the criticism harm reduction programs continue to face in public messaging. At the city level, Minneapolis shared several public health updates in its May edition of Public Health Matters. A free naloxone, or Narcan, training is open to all and will be held on June 26th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Public Service Building, room 100A. The city also said the Minneapolis Fire Station 14 Narcan vending machine has dispensed nearly 4,000 doses since its first day of operation. Free Narcan is also available at Fire Stations 5, 14, and 21. Separately, Minneapolis is inviting residents to host a purple air sensor to monitor real-time air quality across the city. And school-based clinics are open for the summer and offering vaccinations for children age 4 and up. Appointments can be scheduled by calling 612-394-3278. In New York City, the Health Department announced a new just-in-case awareness campaign encouraging New Yorkers to carry naloxone. The city says naloxone is available by mail for free through the campaign. In research, a new paper in Discover Public Health looks at a community-engaged approach to opioid overdose prevention through health literacy and experiential learning.
Another study, in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, examines characteristics of people who inject drugs who were approached for injection assistance in rural Kentucky. That kind of rural detail can matter for service design, where staffing, transportation, and trust all shape whether help is actually reachable. On the policy front, Kentucky has enacted a law relating to behavioral health services and declaring an emergency. In funding, a few current opportunities are worth watching. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, opportunity with a deadline of June 8, 2026. So that one is coming up soon. SAMHSA has a Provider's Clinical Support System for Substance Use Disorder Treatment opportunity with a deadline of June 15, 2026. And the National Institutes of Health is offering funding to establish a Center for the Advancement of Substance Use Disorder Pharmacotherapeutics through training and preclinical support. The deadline there is September 30, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in advocacy, the National Harm Reduction Coalition is urging people to tell Congress to reject the Trump administration's budget cuts to HIV care. Shatterproof is also calling on Congress to support the School Access to Naloxone Act. That is one to keep an eye on if school-based overdose response is part of your work. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.